Radio Thailand's World Service, broadcasting from the Public Relations Department in Bangkok.
On radio, online, and on your mobile, this is Radio Thailand FM 88.
From the Public Relations Department of the Royal Thai Government, this is Radio Thailand News.
Today is Friday, August 2nd, 2019. And this is Radio Thailand's Morning News Hour with me, Duongrat Sosawan.
And with me, Chararat Yungjiranon.
Starting off our national news this morning. Foreign ministers of ASEAN meet with the bloc's dialogue partners for bilateral meetings. Meanwhile, diplomats of ASEAN dialogue partners arrive in Thailand for the 26th ASEAN Regional Forum and the 20th ASEAN Plus 3 Foreign Ministers Meeting.
Looking at the global scene, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson attends a meeting with leaders in Northern Ireland to help jumpstart their political process.
And on the business agenda, the Thai Department of Business Development selects more than 200 Thai restaurants to join its Thai Select campaign.
All those top headlines and many more coming up.
National News. Brought to you by Bangkok Airways, Asia's boutique airline. Now flying direct from Bangkok to Chiang Mai daily. Call 1771.
First up in today's national news. ASEAN foreign ministers have continued meeting with foreign ministers from Australia, South Korea, Japan, Canada, India, the United States, and the European Union for bilateral meetings during the 52nd ASEAN Foreign Ministers Meeting. Topics dominating discussions involve ongoing political tensions among Japan, South Korea, and the United States and China. Representatives also touched on the subject of North Korea's decision to test fire two short-range ballistic missiles, and no representative from North Korea was present at the meeting. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with his Thai counterpart, Don Bottomatwinai, to strengthen Thai-U.S. relations at the bilateral and regional levels. Change views on specific areas, including strengthening economic and military cooperation. Meanwhile, Peruvian Foreign Minister Jaime Antonio Pomaredo Montenegro signed a Treaty of Amity and Cooperation, or the TAC, in Southeast Asia. Peru plans to promote relationships and cooperation with ASEAN, and the treaty is a major agreement for the promotion of peace and stability in the Southeast Asian region. Peru is the TAC's 38th member country.
So with the meetings, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, who is visiting Thailand to attend the 52nd ASEAN Foreign Ministers Meeting, said China will release more upstream water from the Mekong River to help countries along the lower end, including Thailand, cope with the ongoing drought situation. Since last month, countries situated along the river have been suffering from a lack of rain, with the Mekong River receding at an unusual rate. With the ASEAN Foreign Ministers Meeting currently being held in Bangkok, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi assured drought-affected countries that China will help manage water supplies and has released more water to alleviate the situation. Additionally, countries in the Mekong sub-region and China have been in discussions to enable effective management of the situation to reduce the risk of severe water shortages. Minister Yi said the water situation is a shared problem, as China's Lan Changjiang River, which is a tributary of the Mekong River, has also been affected by drought. Despite the current situation, China will continue releasing more water from the Lantangtiang into the Mekong. And diplomats of ASEAN and dialogue partners arrived yesterday for the 26th ASEAN Regional Forum, or ERF, and the APT at MM, or the 20th ASEAN Plus 3 Foreign Ministers Meeting, which will be held later today. South Korea's Foreign Minister, Kang Kyung-won, arrived in Thailand to prepare for the 9th Mekong Republic of Korea Foreign Ministers Meeting, the 20th APT FMM, and the 9th East Asia Summit Foreign Ministers Meeting. While Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne is also scheduled to participate in the 20th APT FMM after attending the ASEAN Australia Ministerial Meeting and the launching ceremony of the ASEAN Australia Counter Trafficking Initiative. The initiative aims to address issues of human trafficking and related judiciary processes in order to prevent and suppress human trafficking, enhance protection and support the assistance and rehabilitation process. Additionally, it will emphasize the importance of ensuring compliance with the ASEAN Convention Against Trafficking in Persons, especially women and children. Well, as the Thais look forward to more transportation options in the city of Bangkok, the Ministry of Transport has assigned the Office of Transport and Traffic Policy and Planning to perform a cost analysis of electric train operations before considering a reduction in public transport fares. The decision was made by Transport Minister Sukhriyam Chichan during a recent meeting on the ministry's urgent policies. The ministry has set a one-month time frame to evaluate its urgent projects and will take 3 months to study the details of its long-term initiatives. Minister Sukhriyam explained that the policy to reduce public transport fares will likely be applicable to state-owned services, affirming that the fare reduction must not affect budget allocations or place an undue burden on the responsible agencies. The Ministry of Transport will also adjust the time frames or time periods that heavy-duty trucks can transverse or traverse roads in Bangkok and neighboring provinces to between midnight and 4 a.m. Currently, these vehicles can use the roads from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The measure is expected to improve the traffic situation in Bangkok and nearby provinces. Sukhriyam also introduced a policy to raise the speed limit on four-lane roads from 90 kilometers per hour to 120 kilometers per hour as many motorists exceed the current speed rate or limit. The measure is also expected to improve traffic flow. And the governor of the Bangkok Metropolitan Administration of BMA has disclosed that his office will improve facilities for the visually impaired and their canine companions, following a request from a member of the blind community. Bangkok Governor Police General Aswin Kwan Murang cited the law as stating that guide dogs for visually impaired people must receive training from certified agencies. He noted that the kingdom only has a police dog training center of the Border Patrol Police, which specializes in training canines for military tasks, not for guiding blind people. Police General Aswin said he would discuss the establishment of a guide dog training course with the Border Patrol Police. He also instructed the BMA's Department of the Environment to make more public parks accessible to blind people and their guide dogs. Currently, there are only 2 such establishments in Bangkok. In addition, Governor Aswin told officials to look into ways to improve facilities for the disabled by installing ramps in entry points of public offices and shopping malls and equip traffic lights with sound alarms. And lastly, Hollywood actor and environmental philanthropist Leonardo DiCaprio posted a message on Instagram applauding Thai authorities for increasing the number of tigers at the Hui Ka Kang Wildlife Sanctuary. In his Instagram post on Global Tiger Day, July 29th, DiCaprio expressed his gratitude towards officials at Hui Ka Kang Wildlife Sanctuary who were responsible for raising the number of tigers from 41 in 2010 to 66 in 2019. He also noted the tigers moving beyond the borders or the boundaries of the sanctuary are providing the foundation for recovering populations across the entire western forest complex of Thailand, and that these benefits even spill over across the border into the Tanin Thayi region of Myanmar. And that wraps up the national headlines this morning. Coming up next, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reverts to criticism of China's actions in Asia, while Taiwan's president rebukes Beijing over its decision to ban individual travel permits for Chinese visitors to South Luo Island. Airways has once again been honored with two world-class awards simultaneously, World's Best Regional Airline and Best Regional Airline in Asia 2019. SkyTrax World Airline Award for the fourth year in a row. We thank all our wonderful passengers for your support and promise to continue to passionately better the quality of our services to offer you only the best throughout your journey. Bangkok Airways, Asia's boutique airline.
Thailand's travel selection with the Ministry of Tourism and Sport and the Tourism Authority of Thailand.
Thailand's travel selection hails Bangkok Marriott Marquis Queen's Park's Mid-Autumn Festival celebration, being marked with a variety of glorious mooncake. At the lobby level mooncake shop, find this year's signature longevity mooncake, made with respect to China's herbal traditions and featuring super ingredients such as ginseng, golden root, goji berry, snow lotus, and much more. Sweet and with a Thai twist is the Chantaburi durian, white lotus seed, and single yolk mooncake. For a refreshing cake, there is the white lotus seed and melon seed mooncake. The pork bakwa and assorted nuts mooncake offers a hearty flavor, while the white lotus seed and macadamia nuts mooncake is both delicious and distinguished. For further variety, salted egg yolk vanilla custards are also on offer. The mooncakes come packaged in a Chinese heritage-inspired box and can be customized with corporate logos for gifting to business partners or executives. Sample the assortment in the Mooncake Afternoon Tea Set at the Lobby Lounge. Choose from four fragrant teas to be paired with baked barbecue pork puff and roast duck snow bun, and complete the experience with any traditional mooncake or salted egg yolk vanilla custard. For information or to place orders, call 02-059-5999.
From a barren land in the beginning, changed by the locals' loving care and Thai's unity, at FPT 49, the forest plantation in the PTT reforestation is much more than the forest. It's life and soul we need to protect, empowering the love of nature to the world's future generation. PTT, sustainable growth for all. Radio Thailand's news broadcast from the Public Relations Department of the Royal Thai Government on AM 918, FM 88, FM 95.5 and FM 107. For advertising inquiries, please email us at radiothailand@outlook.com. Global News.
Welcome back to the Morning News Hour here on Radio Thailand, and these are our global stories. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has taken part in a meeting with party leaders in Northern Ireland to try to get the political process moving there again, but his desire to scrap the Brexit at backstop grabbed the headlines. Johnson wants the backstop scrapped, or else there will be a disorderly no-deal Brexit.
The UK Premier held talks Wednesday in Northern Ireland over power sharing the province and, of course, Brexit. Ottawa said the problem for Brexiteers like Johnson and his new cabinet is that the backstop keeps the UK in a customs union with the EU. Until another way of avoiding a hard border between Ireland or Northern Ireland, Ireland can be found. Many fear the backstop would put the province under different rules, dividing it from the rest of the UK. While Democratic Unionist Party leader Arlene Foster said, quote unquote, "The Republic of Ireland is staying in the single market and therefore all sides have a way to dealing with the issue."
What we want to see is a sensible way forward that recognizes that the whole of the United Kingdom are leaving the European Union, the Republic of Ireland are staying in the single market, and therefore we have to find a way of dealing with that.
After meeting Johnson, the Irish nationalist Sinn Féin party said it was dead set against a no-deal Brexit. Despite their disagreement on the backstop, Johnson still says he wants a deal with Brussels.
Heading now to Southeast Asia, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reverted on Thursday to criticism of China's actions in Asia, speaking out at a regional forum against what he called Chinese coercion in disputes over the South China Sea and dam building on the Mekong River. The comments highlighted a continuing divide with Beijing at a meeting of Southeast Asian nations with world powers, such as them, and even as Pompeo and China's top diplomat Wang Yi met face-to-face for the first time this year earlier in the day. Pompeo said both countries want to improve U.S.-Chinese ties that have soured on issues ranging from a trade war and U.S. sanctions on Chinese telecoms giant Huawei to Taiwan and the busy South China Sea waterway. Earlier, Wang had struck a more conciliatory tone, saying he and Pompeo had discussed ways to promote China-U.S. ties. Chinese and U.S. negotiators ended a brief round of talks of trade on trade in Shanghai on Wednesday with little sign of progress and agreed to meet again in September, prolonging an easy truce in a year-long trade war. Pompeo said he had urged regional allies to speak out against China's coercion in the South China Sea, and earlier said Chinese dam building upstream on the Mekong River had caused a decade-low levels on the vital waterway.
Taiwan's president has rebuked China of its decision to ban individual travel permits for Chinese visitors to South Rhode Island, saying the move was aimed to manipulate presidential elections in January. China cited the state of ties with what it considers a wayward province for the travel ban, which came into force on Thursday. The loss of Chinese visitors will be a blow for Taiwan, which saw robust economic growth in the second quarterly, partly thanks to a huge surge in mainland travelers. The Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen told reporters in the presidential palace in Taipei that using tourists as political tools would only create antipathy in Taiwanese people and criticized what she called a major strategic mistake. The spokeswoman for China's foreign ministry said history would show which side was making a mistake. Taiwan's relations with China are precarious. Beijing has long viewed Tsai with caution since she became Taiwan's president in 2016, suspecting that she would push for the island's formal independence. China has never ruled out the use of force to bring the island under its control, if necessary. However, Tsai faces an uphill battle in January's election amid criticism over her party's reform agenda and as China rackets up diplomatic and military pressure. And Singapore's law minister has said drug trafficking into the state or the city-state, which has some of the world's toughest drug laws, has risen recently, and he defended capital punishment for serious drug crime as reflecting public support.
Rights group Lawyers for Liberty warned of an, quote, execution binge after it said a number of prisoners on death row in Singapore had their request for presidential pardons rejected this month. The wealthy city-state has a zero-tolerance policy for illegal drugs and imposes long jail terms for convicted users. And those are our global reports, so to come in our business section. The Export-Import Bank of Thailand holds a seminar to discuss the rise of cryptocurrency. While China's Commerce Ministry says Chinese and U.S. working teams will be in intensive contact this month.
From a barren land in the beginning, changed by the locals' loving care and Thai's unity. At FPT 49, the forest plantation in the PTP reforestation project is much more than the forest. It's life and home we need to protect, empowering the love of nature to the world's future generation. PTP, sustainable growth for all.
The Eastern Economic Corridor of Innovation, or EECI, works with myriad domestic and international organizations towards innovation. Taking a targeted approach, the EECI operates four innovation platforms, namely the Biopolis, or Biotechnology Platform, which is concerned with agricultural innovations and chemical and bioprocess technologies. Aripolis, or Automation, Robotics, and Intelligent Systems Platform, where research is conducted into sensing innovations, computing, manufacturing and service innovations, and cyber-physical system integration. The Spaceanopolis, or Aviation and Aerospace Platform, that is focused on high-altitude, pseudo-satellite, unmanned aerial vehicle, global navigation satellite system, and national quality infrastructure for aerospace. And the Foodinopolis, or Food Innovation Platform, where betterment in food automation, as well as an Internet of Things for food, is studied. Through these innovation platforms, the EECI is an ecosystem for the progress that will push Thailand and the world forward. EECI. Integrate technologies. Accelerate innovation. PTT. Sustainable growth for all.
Looking for a business opportunity in ASEAN, Thailand Special Economic Zones is your best answer. Located in 10 border provinces with well-equipped infrastructure and transportation, join us now to gain highest incentives, including free corporate income tax. For more information, please contact Provincial Industry Office, Thailand Special Economic Zones, Business Gateway of ASEAN.
Radio Thailand News, broadcast from the Public Relations Department of the Royal Thai Government.
On AM 918, FM 88, FM 95.5, and FM 107.
For advertising inquiries, please email us at radiothailand@outlook.com.
Business News. Brought to you by PTT, Sustainable Growth.
You're listening to the Morning News Hour, brought to you by Radio Thailand, always me, Duong Rat Suksuman. And with me, Chor Dr. Chiranun, we broadcast live from FM 88 and the latest stations nationwide. In this morning's top business issues, the DBD, or the Department of Business Development, has selected more than 200 Thai restaurants to join its Thai Select campaign, an initiative to ensure the quality and authenticity of Thai food. According to DBD Director General Wuttikrai Leevirapan, a total of 225 restaurants out of the 800 entries are eligible for the program this year. These establishments meet all the criteria set by the DBD, which includes having a Thai food comprise at least 80% of their menu, following Thai cooking standards, and using Thai ingredients and seasoning. Additionally, these restaurants must be visually pleasing and offer excellent service. Thai Select certificates have been awarded to 798 restaurants nationwide to guarantee their quality. The DPD has cooperated with the Tourism Authority of Thailand through 9 that it grabbed food mobile applications in promoting Thai Select restaurants. In 2018, there were more than 231,900 restaurants operating in Thailand. In other news, the Export-Import Bank of Thailand Bank has held a seminar on the Libra cryptocurrency, which Facebook unveiled in an announcement that has sparked concern from the U.S. government and the European Commission. The seminar aimed to raise awareness among business operators about the rise of cryptocurrency. Head of Guangxi Consumer Bank or Group Bank of the UTI Public Company Limited, Tha Gon Phiaphan, said the Libra is an interesting digital currency, citing the fact that Facebook plans to have the token backed by financial assets, including a basket of currencies and U.S. Treasury securities to limit volatility. He said the Libra provides a more stable digital currency, as each Libra coin requires a purchase using traditional fiat currencies, which helps to stabilize the coin's value. However, Facebook is facing challenges from global governments and central banks on regulation and security. The social media company has been prosecuted and fined for about 100 million baht due to data leaks of 87 million user accounts. Meanwhile, President of the Thai FinTech Association, Tipiyatsukda Tawatramon, has expressed the opinion that Facebook's Libra and other cryptocurrencies are part of a digital finance renaissance that will play a greater role in daily life. She added that Thai businesses should continue to follow developments in cryptocurrency as their implementation is certain to have an impact on trading. And China's Commerce Ministry said on Thursday that Chinese and U.S. working teams will be in intensive contact this month to prepare good groundwork for the next round of face-to-face trade talks in September. U.S. and Chinese negotiators ended a brief round of talks in Shanghai on Wednesday with little sign of progress apart from an agreement to meet again next month. It was the first in-person talk since Presidents Donald Trump and Xi Jinping agreed to a trade ceasefire at a G20 summit in June. The world's two biggest economies have levied billions of dollars of tariffs on each other's goods in a year-long trade war, disrupting global supply chains and worrying financial markets. Talks between the two sides broke down in May after U.S. officials accused China of pulling back from earlier commitments. Washington sharply hiked tariffs on some Chinese goods, and Beijing retaliated, escalating the trade dispute. Commerce Ministry spokesman Gao Feng said China and the United States can find a solution to trade issues if both sides' concerns are taken into consideration, reiterating past comments from Beijing. Well, from a relationship that's full attention to another one in Asia, South Korea has called for Japan to allow more time for diplomacy as talks on their most serious dispute in years fail to make progress. The day before, Japan could remove South Korea from its list of favored trade partners. South Korea warned that if Japan were to drop it from its so-called white list of countries that enjoy minimum trade restrictions, there could be sweeping repercussions, including damage to bilateral security cooperation. Relations between Japan and South Korea, plagued by bitterness over Japan's 1910 to 1945 occupation of the Korean Peninsula, are arguably at their lowest since their normalized ties in 1965. A smiling row over the past month is threatening to disrupt the global supply of semiconductors and undercut security cooperation in North Korea. South Korea's foreign minister, Kang Kyung-ho, held talks with her Japanese counterpart, Taro Kuno, on the sidelines of a Southeast Asian conference on Thursday. The meeting was the highest-level talk since Japan tightened curbs last month on exports to South Korea of high-tech materials, accusing its neighbor of inadequate management of sensitive items. However, the talks yielded little progress, with a South Korean foreign ministry official saying, quote, virtually no change has been noted on Japan's stance. And those are business reports for today. Next. We'll have more on our Radio Taiwan news coming up, as well as the weather.
This is Radio Thailand News. Special report.
In today's special report, we have strengthening us in cooperation and the digital integration framework. This special report is presented by the Public Relations Department. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations aims to develop a concrete cooperation agenda for ASEAN communities. Thailand, as bloc chair this year, is placing an emphasis on the fourth industrial revolution as well as e-commerce. 4IR, as known as Industry 4.0, is a technological and digital revolution believed to have far-reaching and profound implications for our way of life. Technological advancement has led to greater access to information and the development of groundbreaking innovations and applications, including artificial intelligence or AI. Dr. Alvin Rielo, ASEAN Deputy Secretary General for the ASEAN Economic Community, say the ASEAN Agreement on e-commerce is to forge ahead and enhance the digital economy in the region.
The ASEAN Economic Community was formally established in 2015, when the AEC was formally established. And I think since then, the region has been able to strengthen the efforts to market integration. And we're able to, last year, for example, come up with a number of initiatives to make sure that market integration in ASEAN is working. One important initiative last year is on the fourth industrial revolution. There was a recognition that ASEAN should be able to embrace and prepare itself for the opportunities and challenges of the digital economy. And as a result of that, last year, one is the ASEAN Agreement on e-commerce or electronic commerce. That is the first agreement in the region that tries to emphasize the importance of e-commerce or digital economy in the region. I think that goes to show the importance of digital economy in our region. The fact that they're able to develop this agreement focusing mainly on electronic commerce is definitely a good sign. Another initiative is called the ASEAN Integration Framework, ASEAN Digital Integration Framework. This framework basically identifies the priority areas to be able to embrace the 4IR. It has something to do with the infrastructure. There's a need also to look at payment system, so looking at the importance of skills development. So these priority areas are important to allow companies in the region, particularly the small and medium enterprises, to be able to take advantage of the opportunities given by the 4IR. In the other pillars of ASEAN, like in the socio-cultural and socio-political side, I think there are efforts also to come up with initiatives to support the digital economy, and started to bear fruits last year. And this year, we're happy that Thailand is able to build on the momentum. I think if you look at the deliverables for Thailand chairmanship this year, so I think that is a very, very encouraging sign for the region. Yeah.
The Thai government recognizes the importance of keeping pace with ongoing industrial transformation in order to remain competitive and seize future opportunities for the Thai people. I am Ratita Leyam reporting.
Radio Thailand News, broadcast from the Public Relations Department of the Royal Thai Government on AM 918. FM 88, FM 95.5, and FM 107. For advertising inquiries, please email us at radiothailand@outlook.com.
The year 2019 marks the third time Thailand takes on the role of ASEAN chair.
And the kingdom and its government have committed to furthering all of the bloc's causes
and aspirations, with a belief and confidence in the grouping's value and necessity. An essential member of the association since its inception in 1967, Thailand has always strived to see the goals of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations brought to fruition and worked in support of the community, both as chair and as a member. Thailand is one of the founding members of ASEAN alongside Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, and Singapore, and the ASEAN Declaration, also known as the Bangkok Declaration, was signed on August 8, 1967 at Sirandrom Palace in Bangkok. The kingdom helped to pen the declaration that states the aim of ASEAN is to promote peace and stability and accelerate economic growth, social progress, and cultural development in the region through joint endeavors in the spirit of equality and partnership. For over 50 years, Thailand has held ASEAN as a cornerstone of its foreign policy and attached great importance to enhancing cooperation within ASEAN frameworks. It has stepped in to resolve regional conflicts, provided aid during times of disaster, and supported economic prosperity for all 10 members. As ASEAN Chair 2019, Thailand will only continue to devote its full support to realizing the founding aspirations of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations.
The flooding and fire, drought and devastation. The Department of Disaster Prevention and Mitigation, or DDPM, is fully ready and capable to provide assistance and perform rescue operations, letting everyone in the Kingdom of Thailand rest easy, knowing someone is looking out for them. Always watchful, always proactive, and always with care. Call on the DDPM at 1784 whenever disaster strikes.
Aspiring to Thailand 4.0 and greater progress for all Thai people, the Thai government has made ending inequality in all forms a major part of its plan for national development. Through programs to assist low-income earners, establishing universal accessibility and improvements to education, the government is confident it can bring about true equality in the kingdom. Trust in an end to inequality. Trust in Thailand.
Entrusted to a dynasty 2 centuries and more. Now coronation does bring in its store, glories of deeds in bravery, science, and art. Governance of merit dictated by the heart. In line of your regal ancestors and their legacies, the Kingdom of Thailand has received royal mercies. Lives of dignity for subjects of all walks of life. Progress and development answer to cries of strife. Much of what this kingdom is has been bestowed by noble deeds of kings, hallowed divinities, man, nature, and art. All possess the generosity of kingly heart. Thus, with hearts joyous, we greet you, our king. To our soul, our loyal hearts, we bring. Composed for Radio Thailand by Mr. Glenn Chatelier.
ASEAN Centrus.
More than 100 delegates from ASEAN gathered for the 9th Regional Policy Dialogue on Technical and Vocational Education and Training, or TVET, in Bangkok, to discuss how to improve its quality, public relations, and outcomes. Senior decision makers from the private and public sectors, including from the economic, education, industry, and labor ministries, attended the dialogue. TVET is an important element in the strategies of ASEAN member states to upgrade their workforce in line with the requirements of new technologies and new processes for production and service delivery. TVET also aims to prepare the labor force for decent jobs. The Ninth Regional Policy Dialogue served as a forum to review the recommendations and identify promising approaches and alliances to make the future ASEAN agenda for Tibet a reality. The future agenda was presented to the relevant sectoral bodies of ASEAN for integration in their future strategies and work plans.
Shortly after assuming his post on October 1st of 2018, the Royal Thai Army Commander, General Apirat Kong Somphong, addressed the ongoing matter of unrest in the Thai South, making it a key portion of his first ever policy address, underlining the importance the issue will be given and reassuring both Thai citizens and the international community that progress is being made. General Apirat announced after his first policy meeting with army agencies that he would travel to the southern region to follow up on efforts to bring peace to the southern border provinces. He stated that he is familiar with the area and its situation, as he previously served in the south, while remarking that distinctions should be drawn between violence from personal conflicts and unrest, as many incidents in the region are the result of crimes, as is seen elsewhere as well, pointing out that statistics should better reflect such a reality. He nevertheless stated troops will be told to be more stringent in their operations. On narcotics and war weapons, commander said any army personnel found to have such ties would be severely punished. The commander's statements, coupled with his visit to the south, signaled continued attention to the aspiration of southern peace, both by the government and the military. Radio Thailand News, broadcast from the Public Relations Department of the Royal Thai Government on AM 918,
FM 88,
FM 95.5 and FM 107. For advertising inquiries, please email us at radiothailand@outlook.com.
This occasion of the royal coronation of King Rama the 10th, Radio Thailand joins the nation as it unites all hearts as one to celebrate this momentous occasion. Long live His Majesty the King.
Already treating over 2 million foreign patients each year, and with a wealth of accredited hospitals, Thailand is already well on its way to realizing the government's aspiration of making it a medical hub for Asia and the world. Placing the medical industry among its 10 targets for support and development, the government has ensured that on top of access to quality health care, the nation will also reap economic benefits of being a center for wellness. Trust in the medical firm. Trust in Thailand.
Thailand Magazine.
Trekking the forests of northern Thailand, you'll see vistas of tree-covered slopes stretching to the horizon. These hills have long been home to a wide range of tribal people who live off the land, while doggedly preserving their unique traditions and cultures. One of the six major hill tribes is the Atha, who took up residence in the Pa Mi and Pa He villages of Chiang Rai. The Atha used to cultivate opium, but in 1970, His Majesty the late King Bhumibol Adulyadej saw a different potential for the land. At an altitude of 1,200 meters above sea level, the Pa Mi and Pa He villages are ideal for cultivating high-quality Arabica berries. Anyone visiting the villages during the coffee harvest season in December can relish the rich Arabica aroma that fills the entire valley. The Pa Mi and Pa He villages also offer a range of other attractions. A nature trail winding through the fertile forest is a perfect challenge for those seeking a close experience with nature. economic progress for the region. During its time as ASEAN chair, Thailand is looking to further the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP,
a mechanism
for enhancing trade between the association and its nearest partners. According to ASEAN.org, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, has free trade agreements with six partners, namely the People's Republic of China, or ACFTA, Republic of Korea, AKFTA, Japan, AJCEP, India, AIFTA, as well as Australia and New Zealand with the AANZFTA. The site states that in order to broaden and deepen the engagement among parties and to enhance parties' participation in economic development of the region, the leaders of 16 participating countries established the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership. The RCEP was built upon the existing ASEAN Plus One FTAs with the spirit to strengthen economic linkages and to enhance trade and investment-related activities, as well as to contribute to minimizing development gaps among the parties. RCEP negotiations were launched by leaders of ASEAN in 2012 with the objective of achieving a modern, comprehensive, high-quality, and mutually beneficial economic partnership agreement among the ASEAN member states and ASEAN's FTA partners. The negotiation included trade in goods, trade in services, investment, economic and technical cooperation, intellectual property, competition, dispute settlement, e-commerce, small and medium enterprises, and other issues. RCEP has the potential to deliver significant opportunities for businesses in the East Asia region, which includes ASEAN, given the fact that the 16 RCEP participating countries account for almost half of the world's population, contribute about 30% of global GDP, and over a quarter of world exports. Natural disasters, cyber attacks, or even transnational conflict. The modern world is fraught with danger. In response, the Thai government is encouraging citizens to be able to act when disaster strikes. The National Security Council's Preparedness Strategy, Disaster Prevention and Mitigation Plan, and the Fifth Crisis Public Relations Scheme, all Thais will understand and know how to respond to any and all dangers. Be ready. Be rehearsed. Know how to stay safe.
You're listening to Radio Thailand News. Weather Flash.
This is your daily weather update. I'm Paul Rucho Patan. Today's forecast still sees stormy conditions throughout the kingdom, with temperatures ranging from 24 to 32 degrees Celsius in the north and northeast, 25 to 33 degrees in the central and eastern regions, and 24 to 35 degrees in the south and along the southern coast. Bangkok is meanwhile forecast to be cloudy with scattered thundershowers. Minimum temperatures range between 24 and 26 degrees Celsius, with maximum temperatures ranging between 32 and 36 degrees. Southwesterly winds have been recorded at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. A strong southwest monsoon is prevailing over the Andaman Sea in Thailand, while a monsoon trough pushes across Laos and Upper Vietnam. Tropical storm Wipha is meanwhile making its way over China's Hainan Island on its way to Upper Vietnam, and isolated heavy rains are still likely in the north, northeast, east, and south of Thailand, with residents advised to be mindful of severe conditions. Stronger waves of as high as 2 to 3 meters are also likely in the Andaman Sea and the upper Gulf of Thailand. All ships are urged to proceed with caution and to steer clear of stormy waters, while small boats in the Andaman should be kept ashore. This has been your weather update. I'm Paul Ruchopakan.
Radio Thailand News, broadcast from the Public Relations Department of the Royal Thai Government.
on AM 918, FM 88, FM 95.5, and FM 107. For advertising inquiries, please email us at radiothailand@outlook.com.
Humans can be surprisingly similar to chameleons in the sense that we have our own tricks for blending in, especially when it comes to interacting with others. Research suggests that in social situations, we tend to subconsciously imitate the people around us, in a phenomenon that researchers have termed the chameleon effect. In studies where some subjects were partnered with people who mimicked their behavior, while others were partnered with those who did not, participants whose partners had mimicked them were significantly more likely to say that their partners and that interaction had gone smoothly compared to those whose partners remained neutral. Of course, not everyone is equally prone to mimicking the people around them. Researchers have found that the more empathetic someone is, the more likely they are to mimic their partner's mannerisms. Mimicry also seems to work like a social glue, helping pairs to bond and promoting group cohesion. So the next time you find yourself mirroring someone's gestures, don't be embarrassed. Just remind yourself that you're an empathetic human being.
What's on in Thailand?
Welcome to What's On in Thailand, bringing you art, culture, charities, and other interesting things worth checking out.
First up,
Subaru
is inviting safety-conscious drivers to experience its all-new Forester, now the highest-ever-scoring vehicle in the Japan New Car Assessment Program's Collision Safety Performance Assessment and winner of its Grand Prix Award. Conducted by Japan's Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, Transport, and Tourism, and National Agency for Automotive Safety and Victims Aid, the all-new Forester scored an all-time high of 96.5 points in the test of its safety, and even received the Advanced Safety Vehicle Triple Plus rating. The accolades follow the Subaru's X-Beam Grand Prix Award and the 2016 to 2017 assessment and reflect Subaru's commitment to its all-around safety principle, a declaration to continue to enhance primary, active, passive, and pre-crash safety technologies to underpin the enjoyment and peace of mind for all drivers and passengers, as well as a target to eliminate its traffic accident deaths by 2030. Visit your nearest Subaru dealer today to feel the safety provided by the all-new Forester. After that, do you ever get the feeling like your conversations are becoming a little routine? How's the weather? How are the kids? What do you have for breakfast? If you yearn for deeper, more fulfilling discussions, Aristotle's Cafe is a great way to get started. It's the name of a discussion format founded in 2005 and is established in order to give people the chance to have more conversations that matter, especially with people in their community they don't normally have the chance to sit down and meet. Aristotle's Cafe is organized in 5 countries. In Bangkok, they're held weekly at Dice Cafe in Soi Ari, the home BKK in Sukhumvit Soi 23, and True Innovation Center in Siam Soi 3. Find a safe place to share your ideas and opinions, an outlet for your questions, a place to learn through conversations and free expression. For more information, check out its Facebook page, Aristotle's Cafe, Small Group Discussion and Facilitation. Next, this one's for all you students and lifelong learners. If you're looking for a unique and enriching educational experience, then drop by the New Zealand Education Fair at the end of August. The New Zealand government is hosting the Education Fair in Bangkok, where you'll get to discuss your study plans with representatives from top education institutions, get personalized, detailed information and advice, and discover new opportunities at what New Zealand has to offer. Learn more and get tickets from the event's Facebook page, New Zealand Education Fair Thailand, or get in touch with the organizer's Facebook at Study in New Zealand. Next up, a picturesque lotus lake in Thala sub-district Ubon Ratchathani is in full bloom. If you're looking for a worthwhile nature trip, do not miss out on your chance to be a part of this annual event and enjoy other fun activities this northeastern province has to offer. Bungo
on Tarad, a 2.5 hectare lake, is a perfect natural getaway. From August to October, the lake is covered with blooming pink lotus flowers, making for a picturesque setting and a great photo op. There are quite a few other unique and worthwhile attractions in the province, from the Emerald Triangle of untouched rainforest to the impressive Sambumbul Canyon, which features the Mekong River's biggest rock reef. Ubon Ratchathani is easily reached from Bangkok by a short 1-hour flight, a 10-hour bus ride, or a slightly longer 12-hour train journey. Last up, the World Heritage Committee of UNESCO recently accepted Phnom Rung and Siem Reap historical parks for consideration as World Heritage Sites. If accepted, the Phnom Rung temple ruins and the Siem Reap historical park would join the likes of the Great Barrier Reef, the Grand Canyon, and Machu Picchu. According to the UNESCO website, to be included on the World Heritage List, sites must be of outstanding universal value. Prasadhin Phnom Rung is one of the most significant Khmer temples that can be found in Thailand. Built in the Angkor style from the 10th to 13th century, it is a Hindu temple dedicated to Shiva. Meanwhile, Siem Reap Historical Park contains the ruins of ancient Phetchabun. It is believed to have been built in the heyday of the ancient Khmer Empire, no less than 1,000 years old. Visit the latest candidates for World Heritage Sites and discover for yourself their outstanding value. That was all for this edition of What's On in Thailand. And I'll be back during the next Radio Thailand News Hour to give you suggestions on things to see, hear, and experience. This has been Marisa Nidanat Komon. With that, we wrap up the morning news hour for Friday, August 2nd, 2019. Our next news hour is on midday today, but Radio Thailand's hourly news will provide more stories around the clock. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy Rat Jung Ji Ranon, Swadika. And I'm Duong Rat Sawang, Swadika.
From the Public Relations Department of the Royal Thai Government, that was News Hour. Thank you.
This is Radio Thailand World Service, broadcasting from Bangkok and relayed over transmitters in Bandung, Udon Thani, northeastern Thailand. For listeners in Asia and the Pacific, the Middle East and Africa, Europe and America, it is now time for our broadcast in
Japan. And in Japan, I've been out in Fuhas, Bangkok, Thailand, and I'm in Hagen. This is your commission of Western program from Radio Thailand, then Finance Minister, then Aston August, Spartan Maxen, for next entertainment. Finance Minister Uttama guaranteed Genogen Geld on the financial stability for the next series of Rex to Ahaten. Who get unter den besten Reiseziele der Welt? Panga Airport aus Phuket zu Lieferer. Die thailändische Tourismusbehörde untersucht die Ausbildungen der Dörfer. Finanzminister Uttama garantiert genug.